This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Live rounds were fired at opposition protesters in Zimbabwe's capital Wednesday. VOA's Anita Powell.
Opposition protesters and security forces clashed in central Harare Wednesday, with riot police and soldiers firing tear gas, rubber bullets, live rounds, and water cannon. The demonstrators, protesting outside the offices of the Electoral Commission, want the immediate release of results from Monday's presidential election. Opposition leader Nelson Chamisa is claiming victory over current President Emmerson Mnangagwa. As the afternoon progressed, protests escalated. First, police and water cannon trucks arrived at the Electoral Commission and sprayed protesters with water and with tear gas. Protesters threw rocks in their direction and started fires in the street. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted for Attorney General Jeff Sessions to put an end to the Russia investigation. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
On Twitter, President Trump says Jeff Sessions should stop right now what he called this rigged witch hunt before it continues to stain the country any further. The president has had a rocky relationship with Sessions since his attorney general recused himself from investigating Russia and the 2016 election. Ed Donahue, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked by reporters if Trump was ordering Sessions to end the probe.
It's not an order. It's the president's opinion. And it's ridiculous that all of the corruption and dishonesty that's gone on with the launching of the witch hunt, the president wants to has watched this process play out, but he also wants to see it come to an end, as he stated many times. And we look forward to that happening.
Remains presumed to be those of soldiers who fought in the Korean War were honored in South Korea Wednesday. Remains are now being flown to Hawaii for in-depth forensic analysis. This is VOA News. Mali's